The local property rental market is a tough terrain to be playing in right now because of current economic conditions. It's therefore important for landlords to ensure that potential tenants are fully vetted for their finances and, as far as possible, their character. Letting the vetting process slide in order to get a tenant into your property quickly to secure rent can be a move one lives to regret, as once a tenant is in the property, it's quite a process to get them out. Well, to tell us more about how important tenant vetting is, I'm joined on the line by Toby Faree. He's National Rentals Manager at Chas Everett International. Toby, what trends are you seeing in the rental market right now in terms of landlords holding on to good tenants, the difficulty of getting good new tenants, and the affordability of rental property in these difficult economic times?
Well, with the market that's changing quite a lot and that changed the last few months, landlords are much more difficult about the type of tenants that they obviously look for. And for them to secure a decent tenant, they obviously need to do decent credit checks and background checks on the tenants that they're looking at.
So if a scenario arises where a tenant has handed in their notice to their landlord to vacate the property, what steps should a landlord follow to try and secure a good, solid tenant to occupy the property after the current one has left?
Well, it depends what notice the current tenant gets. If it's an early cancellation or if it's the end of the lease period. So if it's an early cancellation, then obviously the tenant has their rights and the tenant, they might lose some money of their deposit. If it's a normal cancellation, then, and I'm a landlord and it's a normal cancellation, then with a new tenant, I'll do a full credit check. I'll go through a system that does obviously a full credit check. I'll do an employment history check. You just find out, is this tenant actually employed and what did they do for the past few years? I'll find the previous landlord just to find out, was it a good tenant? Was there any issues? But one of the most important stuff that a lot of agencies don't do, which is a very easy thing to do, is actually just the credit check, just to see what was the payment profile over the last year that the tenant actually paid.
Yes, indeed. And obviously by vetting these potential tenants, it saves a lot of time for both the landlord and the tenant in terms of what they can actually afford in terms of a rental property.
Yes, well, a tenant usually says, they might say, my salary is X and I think I can maybe afford Y. But when you do a credit check, you might see, okay, the tenant has a few other expenses that they need to do every month. So with doing a credit check and with vetting your tenant, you will obviously see, okay, this is what the tenant can afford. And that saves a lot of time for the agent and obviously the tenant and the landlord as well.
Indeed. So if a landlord is in too much of a hurry to get their property rented and they overlook the vetting process, what are some of the issues they could face down the line?
Well, you can, and that's you can do it with a tenant that was vetted and a tenant that was not. But usually, a tenant that was not vetted, you can have someone that squats in your property, and it is a very difficult situation to get the tenant out. Eventually, you will have to go for a whole letter of demand and an eviction process, and it's just not a very easy thing. So the landlord might sit with a tenant that might be a bad paying tenant, and they might squat in his unit.
Yeah, I mean, in an extreme type of scenario, what's the longest that you've heard someone can end up squatting in somebody's property?
No, that can be a few months. Usually it's basically 6, but I've heard of 6 months, but I've heard about a few situations that are up to 2 years. It depends what you did as landlord and rental agent and what you did as tenant. So obviously the tenant has a lot of rights, and if the landlord didn't do whatever they were supposed to do under the legal situation of the agreement, then the tenant might sit much longer in your property. From there, you know, after you send a letter of demand and the tenant was behind on a few payments, then it becomes a whole eviction process and et cetera, et cetera. And that takes quite some time.
Yeah. Obviously, from an economic perspective, you know, things are tough. The consumer's under pressure and all of that. And presumably, landlords are having to cut tenants some slack in terms of their expectations on rent.
Yes. On the rental side, they might. On the deposit side, it's always sad to hear that landlords, and that's obviously the economic crisis that we are in, but that landlords say, okay, Mr. Tenant, you can pay your deposit off over 3 or 4 months, and then you can pay your rent, your first month's rent. Now, what it's supposed to be is you must pay your deposit before you move in, and then you must pay your first month's rent, obviously also when you move in.
Yes.
I would never say that you need a tenant to pay off their deposit, because what usually happens, and that's in a very big percentage of cases, that the tenant eventually falls behind on that deposit that they need to pay off, and in month three or four, whatever, they default and they want to move out, and you actually don't sit with the deposit. So a landlord needs the deposit. They need to get at least a month's deposit. And some of the guys obviously ask 2 months' deposit, but they need to get a deposit, obviously, to cover themselves. Even though it's still the tenant's money, the landlord still needs a good deposit.
Yeah, so you basically need to start as you want to proceed.
Yeah, you need to start the whole process from the beginning. Now, the whole process is obviously do a background check, do a credit check, do employment history, do a previous landlord check. Then, obviously, you get the written lease agreement in place. All the steps in the lease agreement, you must discuss with the tenant that they know, okay, this is what we're going to do if you pay late or if you default on any payments. You must get your deposit, and that is a big issue because, I mean, to pay a deposit and you must pay your first month's rent, most people don't have that money, but try and get your first month's deposit, try and get your month's rent, and every time when a tenant needs to pay their rent on the first of the month, make sure that they pay their rent and don't listen to any excuses. And from there, if they pay late, then do the steps that you need to do. Your 7 days, if it's a non-CPA compliant contract, if it's a CPA compliant tenant contract, do your 20-day notice. But always make sure that your steps as agent or landlord are in place, because if it eventually goes to the Rental Housing Tribunal or to eviction process or to the sheriff eventually, then obviously your stuff is in place.
That was Toby Faree, he's National Rentals Manager at Chas Everett International.